This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. On the second day of BRICS today in Rio de Janeiro, there will be a session on environment, COP30 and global health. The Prime Minister will reiterate India's deep commitment to environmental action. He will also elaborate on the initiatives taken by India to take pro-people and pro-planet growth and development. He will highlight initiatives on International Solar Alliance, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, Biofuel Alliance and Big Cat Mission. Later in the day, a Leaders Framework Declaration will be announced on climate finance. The leaders will also launch a BRICS partnership for the elimination of socially determined diseases. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will depart to Brasilia, the capital of Brazil, for a state visit. It is only after a period of 57 years that an Indian Prime Minister is here for a state visit. Indian Ambassador to Brazil, Dinesh Bhatia, informed that 4 MOUs will be signed during the Prime Minister's state visit on 8th of July. This will be on a working together on counter-terrorism to mutually share confidential information, cooperation in renewable energy and agriculture research. Earlier participating in the outreach session on the first day of the BRICS summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that no country should weaponize critical minerals, technology and supply chains to further its own selfish gain. He said in addition to greater cooperation in critical minerals and technology, there is a need to focus on securing and making their supply chains resilient. The Prime Minister called on BRICS nations to collectively pursue the responsible use of artificial intelligence, highlighting the importance of balancing innovation with governance. Addressing the Media Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Dammu Ravi said, Prime Minister Modi strongly articulated the need for a reform in the multilateral global organizations. The Prime Minister had said that the UN Security Council, IMF, World Bank and WTO must undergo immediate reforms to reflect contemporary realities and challenges. Secretary Dammu Ravi also said that the condemnation of the Pahalgam terrorist attack in the strongest terms, unanimously by all the countries, was another highlight of the summit.
Honourable Prime Minister's visit assumes added importance, and the fact that India is a founding member of the BRICS. India had always participated in the BRICS summit, and also the fact that next year India will be taking over the chair. Honourable Prime Minister's participation assumes greater significance and importance given that background.
Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's Brazil visit gives details about the events lined up on the second day of BRICS summit today.
During second day of BRICS today, 3 sessions on environment, COP30 and global health will be held. Prime Minister will reiterate India's deep commitment to environmental action. He will also elaborate on the initiatives taken by India to take pro-people and pro-planet growth and development. He will highlight initiatives on International Solar Alliance, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, Biofuel Alliance, Big Cat Mission, among others. Indian Ambassador to Brazil, Dinesh Bhatia, informed that 4 MOUs will be signed during Prime Minister's state visit on July 8th. These will be on working together on counter-terrorism, to mutually share confidential information, cooperate in renewable energy and agriculture research sector. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
A special dedicated web portal will be available for self-enumeration during the upcoming census. It will be available for both the phases of Census 2027. In a series of social media posts, the Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India said it will be the first digital census in the country and the data will be collected using mobile apps in English, Hindi and regional languages. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has said the nation is poised to achieve its vision of accessible, affordable and equitable healthcare for all. He emphasized the nation's progress towards accessible, affordable and equitable healthcare for all. In an article in a national daily, the minister said more than 1,77,000 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs are bringing healthcare closer to communities and platforms like eSanjeevani and Telemanas. Vice President of India Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized the importance of maintaining balance among the 3 pillars of democracy, the judiciary, legislature and the executive. Mr. Dhankar said each institution is supreme in its own domain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.